Little pig, little pig, let me in. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
We really need to tell better stories instead of complaining about it, right? What if we just start telling the stories and flood the airwaves with something different?
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I was thinking about a nursery rhyme that we used to read or whatever when we were children about the three little pigs. If you've grown up in the U.S., you, I'm sure, are familiar with this nursery rhyme. So there are three little pigs, and the first little pig builds a house made of straw, and the second little pig builds a house made of sticks, and the third little pig builds a house made of bricks. And one day, the big bad wolf comes along and knocks on the house of the first little pig, which I think to myself, I've always thought to myself, how do you knock on a straw door? I don't know. Maybe he had a wood door and just the rest of the house was straw. But the big bad wolf knocks on the door and says, little pig, let me in. To which the little pig replies, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. So then the big bad wolf replies, if you don't let me in, I will huff and I will puff and I will blow this house in. Which, of course, the little pig does not let him in. So he huffs and he puffs and he blows that house in. So the little pig runs to his friend's house, the one made for the house that is made of sticks. Pretty soon the big bad wolf comes knocking on the door. Little pig, let me in. To which they both reply, not by the hairs of our chinny chin chins. If you don't let me in, I will huff and puff and blow this house in. So he huffs and he puffs and he blows the house in. Those two little pigs run to their friend's house, the third little pig, the one who has built a house made out of bricks. Which, have you ever thought to yourself, are they really that fast that the big bad wolf can't catch them as they run to their friend's house? Whatever. It's a nursery rhyme. I guess you can do whatever you want. Anyway, they run to their friend's house. Pretty soon the big bad wolf shows up at the door and knocks on the door and says, little pig, little pigs, let me in. To which they reply, not by the hairs of our chinny chin chins. And again he says, if you don't let me in, I will huff and I will puff and I will blow this house in. And so they refuse to let him in, and he huffs and he puffs and he huffs and he puffs and he huffs and he puffs, but he cannot blow the house in. I think in the actual nursery rhyme, he at some point climbs down the chimney, but they knew that he was coming. So they had started a fire and put on a pot of boiling water, and the big bad wolf was done in by the three clever little pigs. Now, of course, the story has a moral to it, and the moral to the story is about safety, it's about self-preservation, it's about having a couple of friends that are a little smarter than you, about being prepared and having a safe place in this world. But this week, when we were doing our Bible study, the theme was on hospitality, and it made me think about this nursery rhyme, so I'll come back to why in just a minute. But as we were doing this particular lesson on hospitality, we were looking at the story of Abraham and Melchizedek. Abraham comes back from saving his nephew Lot and the rest of the kings there. And Melchizedek comes out to honor him and his success. They have a meal together, and Abraham gives him 1/10 of everything that he had acquired through conquering and overcoming and redeeming, saving Lot and all of the kings. So we're talking about this idea of hospitality, And one of the questions was, what does hospitality mean to you? So the people in the group, everyone had their kind of an idea of what hospitality meant to them. But when I was thinking about what it meant to me, is that the idea of hospitality has always conjured up this idea of food, having people over to your home. It seemed like it was always the woman's job to be hospitable, even though the scriptures tell us that we should all be practicing hospitality. But in our culture, that's what it always meant, right? As a woman, you're supposed to be hospitable. You open your home, you serve a meal. Made me think about when I was young and my aunts would take turns hosting our holiday meals. So when we would show up at their door, their homes would be immaculate, everything in its proper place. The food would be elaborate, maybe not elaborate as much as it was abundant food. They'd taken time. Much of it was prepared from scratch. Some of it had been prepared ahead of time, a few days. The cookies, the desserts, the turkey that was stuffed, and even the decor, as everything was decorated for whatever holiday it was, right down to hand towels in the bathroom that matched the season. And that's what hospitality always meant to me. But as we were doing this study, one of the things that came out was that hospitality is really about letting others enter into your life. Now, I'm just going to say, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that I am an introvert. And so this idea of letting others into your life as a form of hospitality just took things to a whole new level. I'm very cautious, like the three little pigs, of who I let into my life. I want to make sure you're okay before I'm going to let you into my life. Are you going to respect my boundaries? Do I have room in my life for you? And that's why it made me think about the story of the three little pigs. The story of the three little pigs is not about hospitality. It's about who we're going to keep out and keep ourselves safe. But biblical hospitality, radical hospitality means we're willing to let people into our lives and take the risk that they might hurt us, and take the risk that they might have other agendas, and that we might pay a greater price by letting them in than if we had kept them out. I think about the Gospels, and that's really what Jesus did. He was hospitable in that sense. He practiced hospitality by letting 12 in particular into his life in a very close and intimate way, knowing that not just one, but all of them really would betray him. All 12. I mean, Judas obviously betrayed him, we think, more than all of the rest. But really, they all betrayed him in some way. As he was arrested and hung on the cross, they were all scattered. And as followers of Jesus, he asks us to be just as radical in our hospitality. And I confess, not just as an introvert, but as someone who's been a pastor now for 15 years, hospitality is one of the hardest things, I think, for me. Because we have to let people in that we know are probably going to hurt us. We're going to wash people's feet who will betray us. We're going to love people and care for people and give and give and give of ourselves to people who may never come to faith in Jesus. They may never believe. Even if they do come to faith in Christ, our ministries may never experience the blessings and benefits of the fruit that comes from their lives. We know that. How many times do we lead someone to faith in Christ and a year later a job transfer or something else takes them to another church or another city or another state? I think we want to be, at least I'll say I do, I want to be the third little pig with the house made of bricks. But if we're going to be authentic and genuine ministers of the gospel, What we really need to be is the little pig living in the house of straw or the house of sticks, that we would allow others in to our lives, not for our benefit, but for their benefit and for the benefit of the kingdom. And I don't know how to reconcile that. I think that there are probably seasons in our lives where it's easier than others. When there's times when we are personally broken or hurting or wounded or exhausted, we're just not in a place where we can take that risk. I don't know that that's a bad thing. I think that maybe there are times where we have to move into the house of bricks so that we can get our own rest, find some healing, and find some restoration. Yet at the same time, we miss out by not letting people in who might be avenues of that healing and avenues of that restoration and avenues that do extend us the mercy and the grace that we need to move to a healthier place in ministry. So anyway, this Bible study that we do has you set a measurable, specific action, you know, like your SMART goal or whatever. How are you going to implement this in your life? What are you going to do this week? What are you going to do this month to move in this direction? And this week in particular about hospitality. And so I guess here's what, not just for me, this is what I'm going to do, but I encourage you also to begin thinking about and praying about who is one person that you can allow or willing to allow to enter into your life. And that is not necessarily just to let them in for you to serve them as much as it may be to let them in and allow them to serve and minister to you. We can take it baby steps. We don't have to let the whole world in. That's not necessarily healthy. We don't have to let the big bad wolf in. But it's really hard to be part of the kingdom of God without and then not let anyone in. So who is it that you need to let into your life in the weeks and days to come? And is it you who needs to offer the hospitality, or is it you who needs to receive the hospitality? So as I close out this episode, I leave you with the words of Paul in Romans chapter 12, who says this: "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse."